This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1297, Mean Girls at the Office, Your Silence is Acceptance, by Lisa Merlo Booth of lisamerlobooth.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host here on the show that is all about optimizing your work and productivity. And if Lisa's name isn't familiar to you, that is because she is actually a new author to this show. So I'll tell you more about her right after the post. But for now, let's get to it and optimize your life. Mean Girls at the Office, Your Silence is Acceptance, by Lisa Merlo Booth of lisamerlobooth.com. I was recently reading a book about how to handle mean girls at work. Much of the advice in this book was about how to placate, ignore, and avoid upsetting these women, who were coworkers, not bosses. When all of the above failed, the book recommended handling your upset by going for a walk or exercising. I couldn't believe it. I have to say, I have not felt so angry at a book in a long time. I found myself writing such comments in the margins as, "Are you kidding me? Yuck, this is more silencing." Conflict avoidant. After a few pages of my responses, I had to laugh at myself and show my husband my little rants. However, I wasn't laughing at the content and advice in this book. I'm aware that countless women will be reading this book and trying to incorporate the author's advice into their lives. And I know they won't end up feeling better about themselves. This post is an attempt to get a different voice out to these women, because frankly, another book telling women to silently accept mean-spirited behavior may just lead me to pull my hair out. First off, when you're faced with a mean girl at the office, your first move needs to be to get grounded. Before you respond in any way, take a deep breath and remind yourself that this is about her, not about you. Even if there is truth in what she's saying to you, for example, you made a mistake, you have to know that being cruel, shaming, or mean-spirited is not an okay way to handle things. So while the mistake may have been your fault, her mean put you in your place response is 100% about her. Know this, live this, and be comforted by this. Hold yourself in warm regard despite your mistake, and do not for a moment allow this woman to get you to think less of yourself. After you're grounded and clear about whose piece is whose, your next step is to have your back. If the woman was simply being mean because that's just how she acts, like eye-rolling, sighing, making a rude comment, then address the behavior calmly and directly. Please do not pretend it was not said. Really, I cannot stress enough the importance of speaking up. Find your grounded, powerful strength, GPS, and speak. If you say nothing, then inherent in your silence is acceptance. There are several ways to address the mean girl that does not escalate things, and here are three choices. 1. Name it. I call this being the mirror. Imagine that you are a figurative mirror and you simply state the behavior. For example, if she calls you stupid, simply state, "You just called me stupid." If she's being sarcastic, state, "Wow, that was sarcastic." Naming it sends you the message that you're worthy of standing up for. It also gives her a moment to check herself and shows her that you won't silently accept hurtful treatment. 2. Make a statement. Tune into the thought that is in your head or would be in your head if you saw this woman speak to your best friend in this way. State that thought respectfully. Common thoughts could be, "That was rude. Wow, you can really be mean. Has anyone ever told you that?" If the thought is, "What a B-word," obviously don't speak that. That is following her lead. Clean up your thought and speak the message. "You can really be hurtful." Remember to speak your thought with a clean energy. You have to take the high road while also having your back. The clearer you are able to see that this is about her, not about you, the better you will be able to do this. And 3, make a request. in a grounded fashion, ask that she try again. For example, if she says, "Have you ever taken grammar before?" You write like a fifth grader. Take a deep breath, keep your volume low, and slowly say, "Can you try that again without the insult?" In general, when you're dealing with a mean girl at the office, do not give her all your power. Mean girls prey on the weak. I'm not talking about a boss who does hold much of the power in the work relationship. I'm talking about coworkers who are your equals. You have to know that you are equal to them. You have to know that exclusion, eye-rolling, contempt, shaming, and mean-spirited comments are not okay. When you know this to the core of your being, you can step in with a GPS and have your back in a matter-of-fact way. Know it. Do not for a moment try to get these women to like you. Don't try to please them, excuse them, include them, or win their favor. Know that there is no place in your life for mean women. Find connection in women who will support you. And don't get caught up in trying to belong with this group of women. Change jobs if you have to, but don't throw yourself under the bus. Challenge. If you have a mean woman in your office who is targeting you, get conscious of how you are responding. Be sure you don't silently accept her toxic treatment. Silence will increase the behavior, not decrease it. Stay grounded and have your back. She may just change her approach with you, but even if she doesn't, you will feel much better. You just listened to the post titled, "Mean Girls at the Office, Your Silence is Acceptance," by Lisa Merlot Booth of lisamerlotbooth.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/startup. So just go to indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you to Lisa for this post. And as I mentioned, Lisa is a brand new author to the show. So let me tell you a little bit about her. She's a straight-talking and highly effective relationship expert, speaker, and blogger. Lisa has over 20 years of experience in the field of therapy and relationship coaching and a thriving private practice with a client base of individuals and couples spanning the United States and Europe. Lisa's widely known for her straight talk on women and for her emphasis on teaching women to stop responding in the extremes, like silencing or exploding, and instead to affect change in a way that is grounded, respectful, and strong, kind of like you heard in this post. So this highly effective approach to communication is about speaking from a grounded, powerful strength, GPS, rather than the extremes of meekness or aggression. As a sought-after speaker, Lisa brings her practical advice in keynote speeches to audiences across the country. Her popular blog, Straight Talk for Women, empowers readers to effectively use their voice, to confidently step into the world as equals, and to find their GPS to help ground them in their journey out of the day-to-day stresses of poor relationships, harsh work environments, and unhealthy friendships. Lisa earned her master's degree in counseling psychology from Pepperdine University in 1991 and is a graduate of Coach University. So come by Lisa Merlot Booth for more. That's Lisa, and her last name is spelled Merlo, and then the word Booth. And again, a big thank you to her for letting us share her work today for the very first time. But that's going to do it for another episode of OWD. As always, thank you so much for being here and listening all the way to the end. And I will see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.